Yom Rosh Hashanah, and next week in Yom Kippur. And then after that, it's going to be Ben's Manon. Yeah? Okay. So, Gemara says in Brachas, Amar Rabba ba Chinna Saba Mishmei de Rav Kol Hashana Kula Adam Mispalo Hakel Hakadosh Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Right, the whole year we say Hakel Hakadosh and Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Chutz Miasar Yomim Shem Be Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim Shem Mispalo HaMelech Hakadosh V'HaMelech HaMishpat. Right, Aseres Yimei Tshuva we say HaMelech Hakadosh V'HaMelech HaMishpat. Avleza Omer Afilo Omer Hakel Hakadosh Yotza. The Rebbe says that b'di'evet, if you said Hakel HaKadosh, you're still Yotze. Shed Emar, Yigbar Hashem Tzvokas B'Mishpah, Hakel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzdokah. Yigbar Hashem Yigbar Hashem Tzvokas B'Mishpah, Eilu Asar Yomim, Shem Rosh Hashanah V'ad Yom Kippur, Bekomar Hakel HaKadosh. So he says, Yigbar Hashem Tzvokas B'Mishpah, when is Hashem doing Mishpah? That's the Aseret Shemei Tshuva, and he's still called Hakel HaKadosh. So you see that you're Yotze with Hakel HaKadosh also. So my Havi Allah, what's the halacha? Amar Yosef Hakel HaKadosh Hu Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat Rav Amar HaMelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat V'Hilchos HaKarabba. So the halacha is like Rabba, that we say HaMelech HaKadosh and VaMelech HaMishpat. Right? That's what we know, that's what we do. Okay. So the if you look in the Rif, in page 2 and page 3, here on page 2, so the Rif says, last line, since we pass can we say HaMelech HaKadosh here HaMelech HaMishpat Shema Mina Deleisid Lablezer De Omar Im Omar HaKel HaKadosh HaKel HaMishpat Yotza. In other words, so since we pass can like Rabba, that means we don't pass can like Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer says that you still say HaKel HaKadosh, so we don't pass can like that. So therefore Elo Yolo Yotza became Shalo Yotza Tzorach Lachzor. In other words, if you didn't say properly, you didn't say Amelech Hakadosh and Amelech Hamishpat, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. But there's. And that's the sheet of the Rif, the Likuba. However, the Rav Yoh, if you look here on page 4 and 5, there's a Zirx from one of the Rishonim, Rabbein Ravi HaEzri, Rav Lezer Rav Yoel HaLevi. And this is the new edition of Rav David Dublitsky, the son of Asraya Dublitsky. Asraya Dublitsky was just Nifter. He was a big Talmid Chacham in Bnei Brak. He was just Nifter relatively recently. So look what he says here on page 5. He says, V'kai malon, kol yimash Hashan mispal odom hakel hakodosh u'melech ohev tzedakah u'mishpat, chutz me'asor yimei tshuva shemispal hamelech hakodosh v'hamelech hamishpat. Maskin hilchaso karab, or rov, whatever. But look what he says. The Nira Li, Zakhtar Rav Yoh, Imtah Einu Chozer. He says, not like the Rif. That even though the halacha is, you're supposed to say, HaMelech HaKadosh. But if you made a mistake, you don't have to be Chozer. Ein lo l'shanes v'lo min mekaber v'lezer, afil omar kel kodosh yotza, v'chval d'rav lo yotza. He says, it can't be. Why? Remember, in other words, when there's no korban musaf, like Hanukkah, there's no korban musaf, and you make a mistake, you don't go back. So, Aseres Yimei Tshuva is also no korban musaf.
I mean, except for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but I'm saying the in days in between. Tava lo amar ein machzir no so. Vein mechalek the hasim rak dileg v'hacha amar betos. In other words, tava nami ein betos el shalom amar malchus. Su ibe dievet pligi mai kemi boile mai havila. So he says.
He says the machloikis between HaMelech HaKadosh and HaKel HaKadosh, what you're supposed to do is only L'chatchila. L'chatchila, you should say HaMelech HaKadosh, according to Rabbah, and according to Rabbi Lezer, L'chatchila you could still say HaKel HaKadosh. That's the argument on L'chatchila. L'chatchila in machzir no so. So the whole machloikis, what you say is about what's the din L'chatchila. So Rabbi Lezer says, "Amvilo Omer Hakel Hakadosh Yotza." That means that lechatchila you could say Hakel Hakadosh, and according to Rav, it's better to say Hamelach Hakadosh lechatchila. But in the end of the day, they both the halacha is that b'di'evad you don't say either way. You don't say either way. So that's what the Rav Yos says that this whole machlokes is only on a lechatchila level. But b'di'evad, you yotze.
So you're supposed to, you
don't
say
Malka Kudish?
What?
Yeah, that would just say passing like the Riff. That would be passing. But the Rav Yoh says not that way.
Yeah. You rest a son, right?
What?
You rest a son, and then Rabbi Lezer could say that you don't.
Because it's a Yom Jomri Bel Musa.
It's not the Lashon of the Lezer, though. Right? It says, Lezer Amar Afilu Amar Akal Kodosh Yatza. It's not, it's Afilu Amar Akal Kodosh. I'm not saying it's not Amar Afilu.
Afilu Amar?
Afilu Amar Akal Kodosh
Yatza. Yeah.
That sounds like the Betty of the Lashon.
Yeah, so he's saying that means that that's also Lechatchila. Yeah.
Right, it's like it's not the Lashon.
Yeah. And the halacha, like Rebellia said, the halacha we pass going to page 6. That says, you may tshuva omar ha-melech ha-kadosh, ha-melech ha-mishpat. Vimta o shehu mesupak im hu melech ha-kadosh chozol rosh. Im hu melech ha-mishpat im noske kol shakar avlov chozol lebrikas ha-shiva. So we pass in that you have to be chozol for yeah, we're making a Hamelach.
Why we make more by Hamelach from Mishpat than Yom?
Because you have Melach anyway.
Yeah, but the Gemara is much pronounced way. Very much pronounced. The only way the
Ramah
seems to work is to change the gear
to
the
Ramah. Yeah,
the
Ramah says, where's the Ramah?
It's earlier.
It's earlier, yeah. It's a machlokas mechaber Ramah, right?
Yeah,
mechaber says you have to go back even for Hamelach Hamishpat if you don't say it. And the Ramah says no.
The Ramah's girsa was machmalah, had a different girsa. He had a kel instead of Hamelach.
Yeah. Well. So, and even if you mesupak, it says on page 6 in the mechaber. Oshu Mesupak Imoma HaMelech HaKadosh, if you're not sure, you have to assume you didn't do it right. Because you're not here. Yeah. And the Ramah says you can't say it 90 times like we do by Talmud Mutar, because what are you going to say? You can't say, if you just say HaMelech HaKadosh 90 times, that doesn't mean anything. You'd have to say the whole phrase, the whole bracha. And you can't say the whole bracha, because it'll be a bracha of Atola. See, by Talmud Mutar, you can say, same Talmud Mutal Bracha Pere Adama. It's okay. It's not a Bracha Levatal. It's just a sentence. So that you can practice, and you say 90 times, you're already, you don't have a problem with the suffix. But in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch says, even if you Mesupak, when you said Hakel HaKadosh or Melech HaKadosh, you have to go back. So in the Taras HaShulchan here, in the Yalkut Meforshim of page 7, he says, why do you have to go back? Don't have a fake sveika, because maybe you did say a melech hakadosh, and even if you didn't, well, maybe the Rav Yoh is right.
Right? We just learned the Rav Yod, right? So that's what he has to catch. L'chor ha'yikus sveik sveikus shal l'lachsor. Dilma l'chor poskim shein utarach l'lachsor. The dilma hiskir. We'll like to have a sveik sveikus. So he says, maybe it's a sveik sveikus b'mochem chazaka. Because there's a chazaka that you're used to saying the other way. So that is more potent than even a sveik sveikus.
Why don't we say it's something that we just reject this on halacha, like a thousand bucks?
Right. Well, now, there is a famous Chayodom. Want to come?
No. There's a chair right here.
There's a chair right here.
Box seats.
What is your name? Shalom Aleichem. What's your name?
Jonah Shulman.
No relation?
Yeah.
Which Shulman's are you?
Shulman's from Angola.
Isaac Shulman?
Yes,
Pretty good. Okay. So there's a famous Chai Odom on page 10. And Telki, you'll make a comment whether you're happy with it or not. Okay. He quotes from Agon Rav Abula Pozveller. Page 10. Omar kan din mechudish. He says a chiddush. Shim ta belel Rosh Hashanah. Say the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you made a mistake and you didn't say Hakel HaKadosh. What did you say? You didn't say Hamelech HaKadosh, rather you said Hakel HaKadosh. Einu tzarech latzer. You don't have to repeat. In other words, we don't pass like Rav Yo. We say, if you say during a Seder, you make Shuvah, you say Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, you have to what? You have to go back. But the first night of Yontif, of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to go back. Because you know what he says? It's similar to like Yalav Yovo. That Yalav Yovo at night is what? By Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. Because
well, only applicable the first night, not the second.
Because Ein Bezdin Mekachin Es HaChodesh Balayla, right? You can't accept testimony. If the Eidim come at night and they say they see the new moon, we can't take their Eidus. They'll have to come back in the morning and give Eidus. And then the Eidus, right? Come. You have a chair? So the same thing. So Rosh Hashanah is like Rosh Chodesh. So just like if you missed Yalav Yovo at night on Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. So if you miss HaMelech HaKadosh at night, you don't have to go back. Machmasha Eimikash is the Chodesh Balayla. In Kain Gambalelish Rosh Hashanah Din Kain Shein Tzarech Lachzor Ad Kan Lashon Hagon Hanal. So this is the famous Psach of Rav Abba.
Not for this reason, but slightly different.
Yeah, what are you fine? So Rav Talik is fine with it.
It's the reason is because time of din. We have the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, there's no din until we have Shabbat.
Oh. So Moreno Harav.
So that's why the second night I want to fly.
Oh. So Moreno Harav Talki wants to say he wants to agree with Rav Abula for a different reason. Oh. You want to bring in a chair? Is it? Yeah.
There's no din down here, but on Shemayim, there's a din. That's the basement down here.
Oh, one second. Avi. So we're learning the halacha now of Rav Abula Pozvila quoted in the Chayodim on page 10 that if somebody says the first night of Rosh Hashanah he says the number you look on with Josh or if somebody the first night of Rosh Hashanah says Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, Rav Abula quoted in the Chayodim, he was dying in Vilna, says you don't have to read each one Esrei, because just like the first night of Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat Yalav Yovo, so you don't have to repeat each one Esrei either.
If you just take the suggestion of Yalav Yovo, like I said, you shouldn't be repeating all the one Esrei, because you're Rosh Hashanah. same.
Right, so Rabbi Talaki says it's a little difficult because if you, according to this logic, what if you say a weekday Shmon Esrei, you should be Yotzei also. Because Ein Beit Shem Mekatchim is a Chodesh Balayla, so then it's only technical Rosh Hashanah from the daytime, even though we're not going to do Malach at night. But if you're saying you're basing it on that, and who says that? And that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. Take a look. The Rabbeinu Yonah here on page 9 says, He says, you can only say that by Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is no Kedusha. So since Eim Mekatch is Chodesh Balayla, so then what? You don't have to go back for Yalav Yoma. But a day that has Kedusha, like Yontif, no one's going to say, he said the weekday Shmon Esrei on the first night of Pesach, that you're okay. Because I'm Bezim Kachim, well, that's the middle of the week, month already. I mean, saying by Rosh Hashanah is a Yontif. So when it's a Yontif, this shouldn't apply, because there's still Kedusha's Yontif at night. In Tov lo hiskel shal Yontif, or shal Shabbos, v'ardis, machzir no so. He's the first of Davim Shah, Yom Tov, well, the Yontif shal Rosh Hashanah, came in Shatoli Rosh Chodesh and told the Hoskir Shal Yontif Barbis Emachzir or so. Rosh Chodesh don't know. Look along with Dafal Pish Shatoli Rosh Chodesh came in Shal Yontif. This is Yontif. Alima Tvei Sheish Me Isra Malachim. But maybe even Rosh Hashanah. Because it's a Yontif. Even though it's Rosh Chodesh. It's a Yontif that's on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Eki Rosh Chodesh. Yalki Enam Mas Kirim Indian Rosh Chodesh Chal. Or Indian Yontif. Yosei Yesh Lanu Dovatum Yontif. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says that it shouldn't, you know, apply to a Yontif. This idea at night, and it's, and even Rosh Hashanah, that's a Yontif, that they're not, because the main thing is the Yontif, and the Yontif at night also is a Yontif. Oh, but Rabbi Talaki points out like this. So, and this will answer your question, Rabbi Newman Schlieffer, on page 11. Tare Rabbanan, Kichok Yisrael, Umishpat Lanoke Yaakov, Ramed She'ein Bezdin Shalmala, Nechnasim Ledin, Elam Ken Kitchu Bezdin Shalmata Esachoydish. Oh. So that's the idea. The Chodesh is Makudish only in the daytime. And Bezdin Shalmala is not going to start the judgment on Rosh Hashanah until what? Until Bezdin Shel Mata is Mekadish the Chodesh, and they only Mekadish the Chodesh when? In the daytime. So Mele, if you say a Melech HaKodesh, Kelech HaKodesh at night, you could be Yotzei. Because the whole idea of Melech is Hashem is acting, is being done, but he's only done in the daytime, because he's, that's this Gemara. Ein Bezdin Shel Mala Nechnosim Ledin, Elon Ken Kitchu Bezdin Shel Mata as a Chodesh. And Bezdin Shel Mata is only Mekadish the Chodesh in the daytime. So Mele, Bezdin Shel Shalmala only comes to the din of the daytime. So Hashem is not acting as a melech at night, only in the daytime. So who said this svara of Rabbi Talaki? Who was Machad? So Rabbi Talaki is Machavein to what? To the Binyan Shlomo. Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna.
Okay. What page are we in now?
Yeah, on page 14. So look what he says. Omnam Lanias Daiti Nir, the Dibbe Agon, Moreno, Harav Abulazal, on the left side. Shririm Kayomim. He thinks he's right. Meirim Kashemis Batarayim, Beinu In Klal, the Dibbe Talmide Rabbeinu Yonah, who Mehekta Matan. Shetiknu Chazal Loma Hamelach Hakadosh Hamelach Hamishpat Yadu Mishum Shem Yimei Din Umishpat Kadosh Baruch Hu Shofir Az Es Kol Olam Kulo Mizat Tam Nami Tiknu Chacham Loma Tiskei Malchus B'Rosh Hashanah Mirgnash Aniru B'Braisi Kichok Yisrael Umishpat Lokei Yaakov Eilel Yisrael Umos Olam Inayim Talmulom Nishmal Velke Yaakov Vukim Atalmulom Kol Yisrael Lamed She'ein Bezen Shalmala Nechnosim Ledin Elam Ken Kitshu Bezen Shalmata Sachodesh Yesu Lanu Bivraisa Azu De'ein Maschil Ladin Rosh Hashanah Bezen Shalmala. It's a mistake. It says Melzen Shalmila Bezen Shalmala Rach B'yom Lacha She'kitshu Bezen Shalmata Sachodesh Afi Hatzazu Yofa Kosev Agon. So he thinks he's right. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, on his own, says this svara as well. That if you didn't, you missed out Hamelach HaKadosh at night, the first night, you're still Yotzer.
So you
have
a question about the second one?
Yeah, what don't we say Alach HaShon, if the pheasant is the other level?
But by Yalav Yovo, you don't have to repeat. If the two nights of Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat Yalav Yovo either night. So maybe he would say it by both nights. So maybe, what's his lashon? Maybe either night. Could be he would say it the second night also.
There's already a time of day. Let's assume it would be the second night.
But he's not working with this time of day. He's working with, like, it's similar to Yalav Yovo.
We can't say
similar
to Yalav Yovo, because if that's the case, then
Rosh Hashanah
is still missing.
You
have to go
with it. No, but he's not working with that.
Rav
Abba.
Assuming that he is.
But he's not.
Why can't I just say,
because they say like this, that, Avada it's Yomtiv, so you have to say the Yomtiv Shmon Esrei. But the insertions, like Yavo Levi Yavo, you don't have to say. Yeah. Okay. So this is a story. There's a new sefer that came out called Moadei Tzvi. You see this Ravelli of Moadei Tzvi? You'll see in a second. You'll be familiar in a second. You knew him? Rav Tzvi Hirsch Grudzinski. He was the Rav where?
In
Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes, yes.
He was the Rav. He was the third cousin of Rav Chaim Oizer Grudzinski. And they say, so what happened was, we were away for Shabbos, and there's a fellow, Rabbi Myron Waxlock. He lives in Silver Spring, Maryland, and he grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. So he wanted to give us a present for staying over, and we let him and his wife use our apartment because it was Shalom Zocher and his grandson, and we were going away, so he said, you can stay in our apartment. So as a gift, they got us fruit and a copy of the Moadei Tzvi. This is a new sefer that came out. In other words, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Grudzinski was the Rebbe of Omaha, Nebraska. And they say that he told me that Rav Henkin considered him like the Gadol Hador. Like Rav Henkin had a question, he would go to him. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Grudzinski. So he wrote.
How many years ago?
He went there. And,
yeah, he knows everything.
I think, and the story. Went there. I think late 19th century. There was a small island that was not streeted there. It was like the Rav Masha of the other streeted, which was going on in Omaha at the time. And the picture of him, when he came there, he's like in Rabbanish and Rush, and he has Pompeius and Maximus. And then, as an older man, his beard is cut and Pompeius off, and he's wearing like a downturned hat. I think he's took people in the Dallas.
You what?
He's took people in the Dallas. And almost everything was in manuscript. And they sent, I think, to the Harry Fisher Institute. All the, there were thousands and thousands of pages, things that he had written. And most of it was unpublished, I guess, till recently.
Right, so this is a new manuscript that was published on the Moadim. So since this fellow was involved in putting out this manuscript, he gave me this as a gift. So Rav Tzvi Hirsch, he wants to say pshat, why you should say HaMelech HaKadosh even at night.
mean why people are gods. We have to go back.
In other words, he wants a pasuk not like this. Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole yortzeit shiur on this, coming out against Rav Avula. Rav Soloveitchik used to give like 4 or 5 hour yortzeit shiur. And so 1 year the yortzeit shiur was about this chayodim. Okay, so he says like this, here's Yerushalmi, yeah, take a look on the pasuk here, the Tehillim, on page 415. Who yishpot tevel b'tzedek yodin l'umim b'meisharim. So Hashem, when he judges, he does it very fairly. He judges the world, and he also judges the non-Jews. Right? Rosh Hashanah is not only a time for Jews being judged, kol bayi olam obim l'fonam. So the Yerushalmi, there's Yerushalmi, also a medrash here, on page 18. Look what the Yerushalmi says. Amar of Levi, who yishpot tevel b'tzedek yodin l'umim b'meisharim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu don es Yisrael b'yom, b'shashem asukim b'mitzvahs. Was God wants to judge the Jewish people when they're at, well, whoever, the Jews and non-Jews, when they're at their best. So when are we at our best? In the daytime. Because the daytime is where we're doing mitzvahs. That's most of our mitzvahs we do in the daytime. So Hashem judges us in the daytime because that's when we're at our best. And what about the non-Jews? The Umos Olam. So Umos Olam Balayla. Shashem B'Telim Min Ha Mitzvahs. I mean...
That doesn't mean the beginning of the night when we're doing...
What's that? Shashem B'Telim Min Averis. He has the gift of B'Telim Min Averis. Whereas in those days, you know, people at night just went to sleep. Because it was dark. So whatever Averis they were doing was in the daytime. So therefore they're better at night. They're better at night. So Mela, the Umas HaOlam are at their best at night, and we're at our best in the day. So he judges the Goyim at night, and the Jews in the daytime. One second. So that's what Yerushalmi. So Rav Tzvi Hirsch wants to say, so Hashem is a Melech at night too. Why?
He's donning
the Umas HaOlam. Finished. So he says, therefore, he thinks that we should paskin that if you forget HaMelech HaKadosh at night, then you're not Yosef. Look on page 20, then you can yell at me. Page 20. Absha Dvar Visharm Hema, Mikol Mokam Ladina Eino Nirakein. Says he doesn't think it's right. Yine Reizi Besvarm Shaviyah Medrash Al Posik, Yishpo Tevo Betzedek Lumi Me Mesharm, Kshar Gosh Baruch Hu Danes Yisrael Dano Som Biyom, Shem As Oskim Be Mitzvahs. Ukshu Danes Hagoyim Hu Dano Som Belayla, Shah Shem Betelum Min Averis. Nimsa Be Rosh Hashanah, Belayla Dana Kadosh Baruch Hu Hagoyim, Uviyom Danes Yisrael Lachak Shekitshu Bezdin, so therefore, look in the next paragraph on the left side. Im Kain, Gam Belayla Nikra Kadosh Baruch Hu Melech. Shu Shofet Az Es Hagoyim. Mafu Bishadayin Lo Kitchu Bezdin Es Hachodesh. The Mishmar Goyim Lo Talya BeKiddush Bezdin. The idea of the Goyim is not Talya in Kiddush Bezdin. Ki Chok LiYisrael Ksiv. So Ein Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nichtas Ladin, and she cast to Bezdin Shel Mata as a Kodesh. In Komokum Nikro as Mel, came to Dana as a Goyim. Kainim Tov, Omar Kel Kodesh, Choser. So that's Rav Tzvi Hirsch's Taina. The only thing he points out is if you look at the Bavli, Olam, Rosh Hashanah, Hevi, Brisa Cheres, Tadi Idach, Kichol Yisrael, Ein Li El Yisrael, Umas Olam, Inayin Tam Aloma, Mishmo, Ke Yaakov, Ke Mata Aloma, Chok Yisrael, Lamech Yisrael, Nichnosim Tchila Ladin. Right, so the Bavli says Yisrael is nichnas tchila ledin. So therefore, it's mashma. Therefore, that Hashkadosh Baruch Hu is danas umus olam. Unless you want to say, like someone would say, maybe it's the night after. But Pashas is it's Rosh Hashanah. That's not Rosh Hashanah anymore. So Pashas is. So therefore, he wants to say that maybe it's a machlokes the two brides, the Bavli and Yerushalmi. And according to the Bavli, the Jews aren't judged till the daytime, and the goyim are judged afterwards, so it means later in the day. But according to the Yerushalmi, they judged the night before. So via nira the shnei brises al pligi b'smar zud a medrash hevi as a brise a rishonus v'ilei k'medrash hakadosh baruch hu danas u'mos v'layla. It's yom b'yovin machnisim svel adin ad pe'chun yishikachu bezna shal matas chodesh. Vachim mashanam yistim is kol aposkim. V'gam alayla chozim tov v'om al kel kodesh. Tadid the brise im sechas rosh hashonus v'ilei d'gam su mazulam dam b'yom.
Is it clear that
we're
talking about Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, one second, one second.
Is it clear that
we're
talking about Rosh Hashanah?
So therefore he says, Yesh nafkin li'ini melach sheni. So what is he saying? So I think he's saying what? So what do we follow? Which price do we follow? The Bible of Yerushalmi. So he says, must we be following what? Yerushalmi. Or else why we... Because we, then we send Shev HaMelech HaKadosh at night. But L'chatchila we do, so we definitely do say it at night. The question is Likuva. So we do say it at night. Mashma, that we're following the Shita that Hashem is done at night. So if he's done at night, so then... And if you missed it out, then you have to go back.
How do we know this is talking about Rosh Hashanah? Would you see any indication of talking about Rosh Hashanah as opposed to general day?
Which?
Who Yishvat Tevel Tzedek Yamin Namun Yerusharim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Danas Yisrael B'Yom B'Shashach? Where do we see that talking about Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara just said a few right before, and he's going to call Yom.
Yeah, okay. But Rosh Hashanah too.
Rosh Hashanah could, first of all, a different rule.
And the second, it's also Machma, they're doing this late, the judgment's later. The Gemara of Zohar says that the judge, there are different times, there's a three-hour by night. So that would have been the first 3 hours that night. Okay, that's what he wants to suggest. Now take a look in the Gan HaMelech. That's Rabbeinu Avraham Halevi, Migdolei Rabbanei Eretz Mitzrayim. He's quoted in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Right, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you see in the beginning when we saw the Shulchan Aruch on page 6. Look on the bottom of page 6. The question is, when we say Friday night, Mogen Alves Bidvaro, right? Mogen Mechai Mesim Amar Moro, Hakel HaKadosh Ein Kamo, right? So on Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we say HaMelech HaKadosh Ein Kamohu. So is that Likuva? That when we say it in Mei Sheva Friday night, instead of saying we say HaMelech HaKadosh. And what if you made a mistake, or the Chazan made a mistake, and they said HaKel HaKadosh, you have to repeat, or no? So he quotes here, and Rabbi Kivega quotes that you don't have to repeat, and he quotes it from the Gan HaMelech. So let's look in the Gan HaMelech and see inside what it says.
Isn't it not make on Yontif anyway, aren't you just don't have, it's the worthless anyway?
What?
On Rosh Hashanah, assuming it's Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, forget the Shabbat Shomer. But if it's on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, aren't you not Yontif then anyway? It doesn't say Yontif?
Yeah.
It's all
a Zechon
anyway.
Well, so take a look on page 24 on the bottom. Tosa Beis Yosef Harachayim Simen Tov Kuf Pei Beis B'Shem Rabbeinu Manoach. The B'Shav Zay Taim Arvis Yishlomer Baruch Achaz Mein Sheva HaMelech HaKadosh. Right? HaMelech HaKadosh Ein Kamohu HaMinech Lomo B'Yam Shabbat Kodshah. But near a dim tar shots, if the Shliach Tzibur made a mistake, the law of my Hamelach HaKadosh, the law of my Hakel HaKadosh, she ain't lach zero. Shem t'ikur mil satoloi b'pluga, because anyway, the shittas that hold, that even the regular Shmon Esrei, right, the Rav Yo we learned, says that it's only a din l'chatchila. Tavi Ezri v'arayv et sovim, the b'yevet ain't lach zero, even the regular Shmon Esrei. Himarakel HaKadosh. You can't eat on the hook of Baruch HaBein Sheva. So Baruch HaBein Sheva is more maker. Why? Shulu Niskana L'Shum Chova El V'nei Am Shebasados. Why do we make that? Because we're afraid that people who are in the fields so come to shul late. So we're afraid that everyone's going to go home and he's going to be left alone. So therefore we lengthen the davening so this way the guy who came late can catch up. That's why we have the Mugenovos. It's just a stall.
What's more like 4 hours?
Mugenovos, Bidvaro. Friday night.
That's the whole reason? That's the whole car behind?
Yeah. 1 second. So he says, the culture came b'chal Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur b'Shabbos. So what if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos? So we assume that if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, then you're not going to have so many Am Shebasadus. They'll probably come home on time. So really we shouldn't even be saying, because why? We assume that everyone comes home early for holidays, Shani of Kippur. So why do we need to say Mogenovos at all? So the reason we say it is why? It's because we always say it. So we made a takana to always say it, even though it's not really applicable over here because we don't assume there'll be late comers in shul. So therefore you really don't have to say it anyway, so therefore you can be makel by the Yisera Kel HaKadosh, because it's a question whether you really need to say it at all. Whereas we don't make a thing Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazmanim on that, because Yontif really is not shaykh, because what? Yontif, everyone, even though Shabbos, you're not so punctual, because Shabbos is every week, so they're not so, but Yontif people are more punctual. Somehow that's the psyche. Cool. But then, take a look at the Tosfos of Yehuda Chosid, on page 25. So he says the same thing. Miu Pashidlon Bracha Bikula Talmuda El Mishum Rab the Rabazu Kama Di Momar Akel Kadosh Yotza Hutzrach Lomar Hichas Karab Shomar Halacha Melach Hakadosh Yechol Yos Shemodel Rabazu Shiyotza B'diavet Yotza B'diavet Im Lomar Im Achzim Rotzo. Like we saw in the Rav Yar, maybe Yotza B'diavet Al Rab Chol Lek Al Rabazu Tzorach Lomar Chatkila Melach Hakadosh Rabazu In Tzorach Lomar Fiul Chatkila. So that's mamish what we saw originally, the Rav Yar. And maybe the whole machlokus is about l'chatchila, but b'dieved you certainly yotze. Rav the nakad yotze l'fin shem loza machbid ma yomar, o melech ha-kodesh o ha-kel ha-kodesh. That's what yotze, not because it's b'dieved, but yotze means because it doesn't matter. Yeah. Rabban matzvich l'omar ha-melech ha-kodesh l'chatchila, who means that posek ha-talmud kiraba, not only on the about lechatchila that we say, but b'diavad everyone agrees it's okay, whatever you say. But now look what he's saying. He's going to say the opposite. We normally in halacha, the Ramah, we're more makel about hamelach hamishpat. That if you didn't say hamelach hamishpat, you say melach ohev tzachol mishpat. The Ramah says that's okay, but at least he said melach. But he wants to say a different thing. He wants to say by hakel hakadosh. Maybe you're okay if you said Hakel HaKadosh, not HaMelech HaKadosh. But Melech HaMishpat, Machzir no so. The Fishu Mishana Mimabeya Shatovu Chachomim Bebrachas. Vechein, Bezachreinu, Michamocha, Avarachamim, which we certainly paskin, you don't have to go back. Ksovu Chaim, Vechein Besefer Chaim, Shemosifu, Omer says he made Shuva, Omer Rebbe, Shemachzir no so. He passes machzir no so. Why? Page 26. The fishu mishana mimedbeya shatavu chachamim bebrachas. Vim sveke hu biyodo, im omar, vim lav, yachzer. He's palo. So he's more machmir by, if you said, a melech ha'ev tztocha u'mishpot, instead of a melech ha'mishpot, when the Ramos make a little machaber, it makes you go back, but the Ramos says, you don't have to. And he says, by a kelah kodesh, you might not have to go back. But a melech ha'mishpot, if you don't say that, for sure you have to go back. Because that's being mashana mimabeh. So what did you say then, if you say a kelah kodesh and not a melech ha'kodesh, you're also being mashana mimabeh.
So we have the pasuk.
What?
We have the pasuk.
Because of the pasuk.
Right, so it's not a complete...
Mashana, because we're saying what?
There's a pasuk that's mashana this way.
That to say a kel.
Yeah.
But here you're saying what? But you're still be changing the words. But Melech HaMishpat, that's Mishana, because why? Machlokas in the Gemara, what you're supposed to say during the Aser Simei Tshuva. And then we saw that the Rif Paskins, you say a Melech HaKadosh, but if you miss it, you have to go back. Rav Yos says they're only arguing what the din is L'Chachila, but with the Evid, you don't have to go back. But we Paskin, even if you Mesupuk, you have to go back. And we saw that one of the Achronim asked, why don't you say it's a Svek Sveka? But that's what it is. And then we discussed Rav Abel's Psak, that if you say HaMelech HaKel HaKodesh at night, the first night, you don't have to repeat. Because Ein Bezdin Kach Chodesh Malayla. And the Binyan Shlomo says, because there's no din at night, HaKodesh Baruch is only a day in the daytime when Bezdin Shol Matas Mekadesh HaKodesh. And then we saw that Rav Hirsch Brzezinski wants to say, based on Yerushalmi, that he's a Melech at night, because Hashem is judging the Goyim at night. Because that's when they're at the best, and they're not doing averus. And that's how he's miyashev. And then we saw the Gan HaMelech that Friday night, if you said Hakel HaKadosh in the Magen Avos, you don't have to go back, because anyway the whole Magen Avos is a minug because people came late to shul from the fields. But in Yom Tov they're not coming late, so we really don't need to say it, but we say it anyway because it's Tachkana, so therefore we can be making. Especially that the Rav Yar says it's not Likuva anyway. Because I think what he's saying is, because if we're really pure bodily people, then L'chatchila we should say HaKel HaKadosh at night. Right? If we're pure Balevi, we should say, because Hashem is not doing any judging at night, we should say L'chatchila we should say HaKel HaKadosh at night. Right? But we don't do that. We say, so that the mashma that we're holding, that there is din. So if there's din at night, then it should be Likuva. That's the idea. Oh, let me tell you one last word. We say Tikul b'chodesh shavua b'kesel miyom chagenu, ki chok liYisrael mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov. So why? What's the change? Chok liYisrael mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov. So the Meir Simcha says the following: the Meshech Chochma. He says that we know that the tzaddikim are judged Rosh Hashanah. Nechtav and Nechtam La'alter. It's sealed, and the Rishayim sealed the other way. And Beinanim is Toliv Omer. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Chok, the word Chok, that's the Gemara Din. The Chok. That's the final thing. Mishpat is what? Is Tchilas Din. Now, whenever there's the Lashon Yisrael and Yaakov, Yaakov is considered the lower Madrega. Yisrael is the higher Madrega. Right? That's throughout the Mefarshim. So he says like this, Kichok L'Yisrael, for the Yisrael, for the Tzadikim, Rosh Hashanah is what? A chok, it's the Gemar, because they're paskin, they get their, they're sealed and delivered that they're going to live. But for the people who are a lower level, that is what? That it's Mishpat, it's only Tchilas Din. It's only Tchilas Din. So Mela, if it's only the Tchilas Din, so that's why it's called Mishpat.
Where do you see that Yisrael is a higher level?
Well, Yisrael, Yaakov, Akev is the heel, is the low. Yisrael is Kisarisim, Elkimi, Menoshim, that you prevailed. Right? That's the...
Right, his name is Yisrael.
Yorachim and Horsfala, Yorachim Yemo.
Hashem will have Imo through
his mouth. He says that Israel
is higher. Right. Yeah, that's it's a famous concept. That
you said also from Hoshib Shem that Yaakov was when he started out.
Yeah. But this is a famous idea. But there are some shitas that hold that that even the tzaddikim are not. That's why the famous Rama says you shouldn't say ksiva chasima tova in Rosh Hashanah. Only the shana tova what? Sechosim, but not sechosim. We are meaning to say sechosim because there are shitas in the Gemara. I mean, Aryeh Balbach likes to speak about this. That says that even the tzaddikim gemurim are not nechtam on Rosh Hashanah. So if you hold like that day in the Gemara, so then you don't say the shana tova techosim, because even if you're tzaddik gomor, you're not Nechtam until Yom Kippur. But according to the Sheet in the Gemara that you are, so, well, some say, that's not Rabbi Ralbach said over, but some say that it's, especially what it's referring to, what din it is, maybe it's only the din of Olam Hazel, Olam Haba, different Sheetahs, but that's the Ramah Sheetah, that you only say the Shana Tova Sechosek. And and that's, you know, there's a famous kasha, a lot of terutzim, but I'll give you the famous kasha of the Kof. The Rambam says, so what should the people, the Beit Adin, do during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva? So what should they do? It's the Jew Tshuva. So the Kof Be'or, that's Rav Itzel of Petterberg, the Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanta, he asks, why do they have to do Tshuva? If they're a Beinoni, that means Mechtzah, Mitzvahs, Mechtzah, Averus. So they should just do more Mitzvahs. But they have to do Tshuva. So this is a famous Kasha. So there's a lot of Terutzim. I'm not going to say all the Terutzim here. But I remember once Rabbi Izvi Zatzal, Rabbi Yitzchak Izvi said over, I think from Ron Kotler, he says, no, Mitzvahs are not going to help. Why? Because to win in the din of Tavshin, we're being judged on Tavshin Ayin Ches. If you do a mitzvah during a Aseres Yimei Tshuva, that's on the Tavshin Ayin Ches Cheshbon. So the only way you can win is if you do Tshuva, because then you can undo L'mafreya what you did. But some point out it's against the Vilna Gaon, because the Vilna Gaon Shita is what? The question is, when do you do Kiddush Levana? So the Vilna Gaon, well, some shittas say wait till after Yom Kippur to do Kiddush Levana, because you're too nervous. You know, you're supposed to do Kiddush Levana b'simcha, so you wait till after Yom Kippur. But the Vilna Gaon says, no, do it before Yom Kippur to chaperayin more mitzvahs. I remember I once with the Rav David Lipschitz, I was with Kiddush Levana with him during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So, according to that, some point out, that you see that the mitzvahs you're going to do during Aseret Yemei Teshuva will count even for the din of Tavshanayin Ches. Because Aseret Yemei Teshuva is like an extension. You know, so if you hold like that, then it doesn't work with this with this thing. Okay, but it could be that. So that's machlokas. But the Rambam says you do tshuva. Because I put the point down because the Gemara says just zochu. It doesn't say what this was. Just zochu, then they'll be okay. But the Rambam, if I put the point down, changes the lashon. He says not zochu, but you must do tshuva. The bein and him, they'll be okay. So that's the big question: what do you have to do? But you have to do tshuva. You should just do more mitzvahs. Okay, I wish everyone a kesiva chasima tova, a good yor, of gesund, and all good things. And Bezer Hashem, so next week, I think Nimnu Megomru, we're going to have the shir Thursday night instead of Wednesday night because of the tightness, it's a little bit hard.
And Marv
now? Yeah, because I'm Marv now. And then,
we're going to, are we talking about a little
broken? I don't know. This might be too much. I don't know. The only thing I'm afraid, first of all, this might be too much for you.